Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
So how are those New Year's resolutions holding up so far, Jason?
Well, me and everyone else have been at the gym 3 to 4 days a week since the start of the year, so far, so good. How about yours?
My 2013 budget is set, and the goal to buy a house is in place. Now all I have to do is stick with it for 11 and a half more months.
And unfortunately, that's usually easier said than done. A Money magazine poll from 2008 showed that only 24% of those who make financial New Year's resolutions are able to keep them. What happened to the other 76%? Likely their goals weren't realistic because they hadn't taken the time to plan exactly how to keep their resolutions alive. Since you've already made a financial plan to save for your down payment, Ashley, you have a much better chance of succeeding.
Well, I do love to budget. But as we say all the time, planning is the cornerstone to financial literacy. To keep true to your resolutions, you need to plan. And planning is made easier if you have goals. Today, we're going to talk about a financial literacy staple, the SMART goal.
SMART goals, and that's SMART in all capital letters because it's an acronym, have 5 parts.
The S stands for specific. That is, what is my goal and why? In my case, my goal is to buy a house because I plan on living in Bloomington for the foreseeable future and would like to build equity through investing in real estate that is also my home.
The M in SMART stands for measurable, or how much you should save per week, month, or year, or whatever is applicable for your goal. Because you've budgeted, Ashley, you also have an idea of how much you can pay per month to own a house. So you have a specific amount of money to reach, making your goal easier to see.
I already use direct deposit to put my paycheck directly in my bank account, but I've also set up automated transfers to put the specific amount in a savings account weekly. It all happens behind the scenes and prevents me from forgetting to do it. And it's never a surprise because I budgeted for it.
The A in SMART stands for attainable and action-oriented. While it's important to set goals that are lofty, don't make them unreachable. And you'll only know if they're unreachable by planning for them. If your plan doesn't account for your goal, make the goal easier. If the plan easily accounts for the goal, maybe make the goal a little more difficult.
It's also important to have smaller goals along the way. For example, I'll bring my lunch to work every day for a month, compare how much I saved to what I budgeted for lunch, and then start applying that extra money to my larger goal. That way, I've done 2 things. Saved money on eating out, and made my larger goal more quickly reachable. It's something I've been meaning to do anyway, so the bigger goal motivates the smaller one.
That's where the R comes in. Realistic. It's important to know that your goal is possible. Again, this is only achieved by comparing it to your financial plan. If the goal requires you to stop, for example, going out for food completely, it may not be realistic. The stringent goal guidelines may cause resentment, breaking your whole plan down.
In other words, build some flexibility into your goal. While making lunch every day will save me potentially hundreds of dollars per month, I know it'll take time to adjust my habits. If it's something that just isn't realistic, I'll look for spending cuts elsewhere. Having a realistic goal means building in some wiggle room should the goal turn out to be unrealistic. However, I know the larger goal is reachable based on the budget I created before. The lunch spending habit changes will be gravy on top.
And we get to the T, timely. Set a time frame for your goal. If you don't, you could wander into the wilderness of no deadlines forever. Like it or not, humans are often deadline-oriented, but these deadlines help you measure success. If you achieve a smaller goal in the time frame allotted, it will probably increase your confidence that the larger one can be met.
For example, my goal is to have enough money for a down payment by early June of this year. I set this goal knowing my landlord would need to know if I wanted to renew my lease in mid-July, giving me about a month and a half to shop for a house, but also building the wiggle room in to stay in my current lease if nothing is reasonable on the market. This is all part of the plan. I know that I shouldn't just jump into home ownership, but giving myself a deadline created by measuring real-world deadlines like my landlord's will keep me motivated.
So be smart, like Ashley, and set goals that are specific, measurable, attainable and action-oriented, realistic, and timely.
SMART goals will help increase your chances of keeping those New Year's financial resolutions alive and kicking. For now, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association. Thank you.